Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
It's that time on the wireless or the radio or whatever you'd like to call it, where we listen and talk to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Oh, don't worry, Howard. I'm old enough to know what a wireless is. I'm almost down to cat's whiskers.
Yes, well, never mind. Let's leave the animals out of it today. Let's talk, though, about pension advice. Many times in the past, as we've talked over the years, people falling into scams, and there's been so many more choices now for what retirees can do with their UK pensions. It's a sort of free-for-all. But has this increased the risk of falling for a scam as well?
You know, I'd hope it wouldn't increase the risk for most of our listeners, because I think if you're listening to this programme, you know, you're in tune with, you know, the financial affairs that can connect with your lifestyle. But, you know, we all think that we're not prone to a scam. I mean, clearly, if you get a note into your inbox via email telling you that a nice gentleman in Nigeria has suddenly come into £35 million and he'd like to share it with you as soon as you give him your bank details, we don't need to be told twice that that's a scam. But the sophistication with which tricksters, and I don't use the word lightly, they are tricksters, with which tricksters enter into the individual life of individuals can often be very persuasive. And it's often, I mean, when you hear about some of these people who've been taken by a scam, you don't really, you feel sorry for them, because you don't really think that you wouldn't have been a victim just the same. I mean, the problem with choice is, and that when that choice offers an exponential improvement in your benefits or a reduction in your tax, of course you're pleased to hear from someone who tells you all about it. And the problem with this is that there's been so much talk about pensions and the pensions freedom, which has now come about, that it's brought a sharp increase in pension scams. I mean, the British police have suggested that around 43 million sterling was lost to scammers in the last 3 years. And that followed immediately after the 2014 government announcement for pension freedom. You know, the numbers are excessive. I mean, the pension industry figures have estimated that the true losses, including unreported cases, which are by estimation, could actually exceed a billion. So if there's a billion been lost in pension fraud, they can't all have been fools. It's simply that the scammers are very clever and you can easily fall foul of it.
Yeah. So who are these scams targeted at, Bill?
I think the answer is that they're pretty much targeted at anybody. I mean, the idea of the scammer is, of course, to look for an opportunity with some very slick and sophisticated arguments to separate you from your pension fund, and most commonly through transferring it from one area of pensions life to another area of pensions life, or even a geographical transfer from one jurisdiction to another. I mean, if you have a UK pension, whether it is a pension defined by contributions or whether it's a pension defined by a percentage of your final salary, these are particularly lucrative, as at the moment, with low interest rates and the liability of insurance companies who have got to pay these long-term pensions being high, the transfer values are higher perhaps than they've ever been. And in many cases, can amount to hundreds of thousands of pounds. And if you are tempted to transfer your pension to what is known as a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, these QROPs, those have become a keen target for many British expatriates. Now, QROPs does provide, with proper advice and with a proper review of your personal circumstances, an entirely acceptable and suitable way to move your pension and unlock it from the restrictive tax issues to govern UK pensions. And indeed, there's advantages to estate planning, and you can indeed improve the currency benefits that exist under the QROPS arrangement. The problem is that if you are persuaded by the scammer to make that transfer, generally speaking, the scammer will come out of the deal better than you do.
So for our listeners in Spain, Bill, how can you spot a pension scam, and what steps can you take to protect yourself?
Well, first of all, I think it's suggested that around 40% of all pension scams start with a cold call, a call from somebody you haven't heard from before, but who has an interesting story, a persuasive story, or even a text message sent to you, because, as you know, you can buy databases in niche areas. You could buy a database for the people living in an area within Andalusia, for example, and you could target that area. And so they can often come from contact with people in a social network as well. If you suddenly find yourself being talked to at the golf club about this by a member of the golf club, you need to make sure that if they are offering you access, if the person you're talking to, or the cold call or the text is suggesting that they offer you access to your pension before the age of 55 years, that is the date upon which you get what's known as pensions liberation, or they're offering you what appear to be unusually high or guaranteed returns, typically in excess of 5% would be high in my book. Some include substantial cash incentives, talking about they will rebate half of their commission, that sort of thing. And often they'll be offering unusual or more exotic, if you like, investment opportunities. I mean, I saw in some examples recently that individuals have been offered investments in vineyards and storage pods, and even, believe it or not, in truffle farming. So generally, the maxim is, if it sounds too good to be true, it almost certainly is. No investment is guaranteed, really. Once you transfer your pension, it's too late to turn the clock back. You could not only end up losing all or some of your pension benefits, you could also face an enormous 55% UK tax bill plus some penalties.
Wow. So, Bill, what should people look out for when they're choosing a financial advisor for their pensions?
Well, whether you're a British resident or you're an expatriate living in Spain, you really need to take professional advice and to ensure that the person providing that advice is authorised and regulated in the conduct of a pension business by the UK Financial Conduct Authority. All the regulated advisors have to carry out a high level of due diligence when they're recommending the range of options for your particular circumstances. Within the Blevins Franks empire, we have a number of highly qualified, by examination, pensions specialist pensions advisors who are authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority to give such advice. And you will, in those circumstances, have no doubt that you're getting decent advice. But, even if you are receiving advice from someone who claims to be regulated, make sure that you still check for the quality of that advice. The Financial Conduct Authority study on pensions mis-selling came to the conclusion that less than half of the people transferring their final salary pension did so as a result of suitable advice. In practice, a lot of people benefit more from staying put and receiving a guaranteed retirement income for life than cashing in for a one-off payment. Worse still, the Financial Conduct Authority found that over a third of individuals were given good advice on where to reinvest their transferred pension values, and opening them up, if you like, to the possibility of a scam or poor investment advice. Make sure your advisor is properly regulated, authorised, and that you have been given all the options and you've been given time to study which of them is most suitable for you.
So if somebody's listening to you now, Bill, and thinking of opening up their pension, you've probably put them off from doing it, but I suppose what they should do is consider all the possible options after they've done it, before they jump. Is that right?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, look, I'm not trying to put anyone off of doing it. I'm just trying to make you aware of the amount of fraud that has taken place in the giving of advice on pensions. You know, Blevins Franks have managed several hundred millions of pensions management and advice over the last 18 months or so since these more liberal rules came into place. But, you know, you do need to consider all your options. If you're transferring your life savings within a pension fund from one area to another, whether it's geographical or whether it's from one type of pension to another, then you need to make sure that the advice you get, including the advice from Blevins Franks, is justifiable, regulated and authorised. If you have the protection of the Financial Conduct Authority in approving the advice through the qualified advisor, then you're considerably well protected. What you don't want to do is to be persuaded by sweet talking scamsters who are all over the place at the moment because people are anxious to get the biggest return they can from their pension fund. What you need to do is make sure you're getting the biggest possible return for your pension fund and to know that that is genuine advice and that you will keep the proceeds of your inquiry.
Yeah. So do you have any other advice for listeners on how to make the most of their pension funds here in Spain?
Well, I think essentially it's much the same, I think, is that, you know, check that your pension advisor is regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority of the UK. I mean, it is compulsory in some cases for advisors like Blevins Franks to have qualified individuals dealing with final salary benefit schemes where the pension fund is worth more than a 30,000 limit. We've already talked about considering all your options. Make sure you're getting properly personalised and validated cross-border tax advice so that you're crossing the threshold between a UK pension fund and the Spanish tax regime. Make sure you've got that one right. Don't go for the too good to be true promise. As I say, more frequently than not, that just is not the case. If you've had an offer like that, you want to come and talk to Blevins Franks about it, come and talk to Blevins Franks and we'll tell you whether it is too good to be true or not in an honest and open fashion. You need to treat your pension as an holistic part of your total financial planning. You need to look at your pension in relation to your other investments, to your income requirements, to your the idea of who you wish to benefit at the end of your life. There's all of those things come together to give the right menu, if you like, for what essentially ends up being your pension arrangement.
So how can people get in touch with Blevins Franks, Bill?
I think if you go to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com, you'll find all the local offices throughout Spain. And, of course, if you contact the local offices and talk to them about your concerns over pension, they would be delighted to advise you or assist you in the first place.
Many thanks. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.